Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
We're back. It's 12 after. I'm Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate, and if you'd like to contact us, here's how you do it. Ask Jim at jbsba.com. And don't forget our website is jbsba.com. All the things you can do there as a small business owner will amaze and astound you. Or even if you're a wannabe, you want to be a small business owner, it will amaze and astound you. I know it will. All the articles and the archives and all the different resources that are available there, so check it out when you get a chance. Make yourself at home. It's all free. It's, unless you decide to buy one of the books or whatever that we tell you about on the site there, everything else is free. And thanks to our great sponsors. Don Cooper is our guest. Don is America's networking guru. He's been a friend of ours for a long time. He helps us to put our best foot forward with our customers and our prospects and making sure that we have the maximum opportunity to successfully penetrate the marketplace. Don Cooper, welcome to the show.
Good morning, Jim.
Good morning.
How are you doing?
We're doing great. It's good to have you here again.
Good to be back.
You posed this question today. Should we be marketing to our customers?
Yes.
Well, who else would we be marketing to, Don?
Well, most companies are chasing after the vast horde of people that haven't done business with them yet.
You mean the 6.9 billion people on the planet Earth?
Yeah, them.
Yeah, those guys.
Exactly.
Everybody in the white pages.
Yeah, pretty much.
Uh-huh.
Everybody's out there chasing after new business. Everyone's looking for new customers. And the problem people get into is once a business has acquired a customer, all too often that business takes that customer for granted.
Mm-hmm.
Business has a feeling, okay, well, we've got you now.
It's amazing, isn't it?
Yeah, exactly. And the irony is, once you've got somebody, that's when you really want to spend some effort, as well as your time and money, keeping that customer, keeping them coming back again and again. It's so much easier to resell them than it is to get new customers. And it can take days, months, years to build up enough trust with a complete stranger to get them to make that first buying decision with you. Once that decision, though, has proven fruitful for that customer, then selling them more is really easy.
Mm-hmm.
And too many companies look at it in the opposite. They take their customers for granted. They figure once they got you locked in, you're not going anywhere else, so you know, to hell with you.
Years ago, I've told this story before, but it's one of my favorite ones, so I'm going to tell it again. Years ago, I was working with a state bank trade group, you know, the banking association of that state.
Right.
And I was talking to the state's executive director, the lead employee of that group. He represented all the banks in terms of as a trade group in that state. And this was many years ago, and this was an aha moment for me. It really was. He said, if we were talking about, you know, how to help banks get more customers and how to help them be more successful with their customers, et cetera, and he said, I believe that if our bank members would do nothing but focus on making sure that that their existing customers had all the financial services and resources that they needed, all the just existing customers, that they wouldn't need a new customer for 5 years.
Yeah.
Now, he wasn't saying that they shouldn't go after new customers. He said that's how much potential existing customers have for his bank. He believed that, and I do too.
Yeah, absolutely. One of the biggest threats for a lot of companies is what's called churn. It's the customer turnover, how many of your customers you lose
right
on a monthly or yearly basis. And in some industries, it's horrific. In cell phones, probably one of the worst ones, cell phone companies have churn rates upwards of 50%.
Wow. Well, in long distance, remember the long distance thing? Every month, somebody was sending you a new check to change over to this long distance company or that long distance company?
Yeah, exactly.
I mean, it actually could get to where it was kind of a profit center. I mean, every month somebody was sending me a new $100 check to change over.
And the irony is that companies were spending lots of money to use change over, but wouldn't pay you not to change.
Right. Exactly. Good point.
And that's where your marketing dollar is best spent, because that's your source of leverage right there, is your customers who already like you.
They already know where you are. They know how to get to you. They know how to call you. They know how to find you online. They know where your office is. They know some of your people. They know who you are. They like the way your store looks. They like your products, and et cetera, et cetera. They found you. They've come back, we joke about customers being fickle, but this is a case of businesses being fickle, isn't it?
Absolutely. You know, it's sort of the dog with the bone crossing the water story. And the dog looks down and sees another dog in the reflection with what seems to be another bone, and so it tries to go after that one and loses the first one.
Right.
And that happens all too often.
Mm-hmm.
I talk about AT&T Wireless a lot. They're my wireless service, and I absolutely love them. And they don't just say they appreciate my business. They show me. They help me out. They take care of me. They give me bonuses. They give me discounts. They solve my problems quickly. They really demonstrated that they want my business. They want to keep me around. And the result is I am around.
Right.
And AT&T is the most expensive wireless company out there. And my wireless bill is in three figures every month, and I pay it happily.
Yeah.
And I don't want to go anywhere else. And I don't care what deal I get from Verizon or from T-Mobile or anybody else. I'm not interested in switching.
But why is that?
Because I am so happy with AT&T Wireless, and I don't have confidence that I'm going to have the same degree of service with anybody else.
But what have they done besides, I mean, you know, everybody's got a good phone service. What have they done besides just providing the basic product to make you feel so loyal?
Well, here's one example. I had a problem with my bill. I called up, talked to a woman, and she said, I can't solve this right now because our computers are down, but I can deal with it tomorrow morning. Can I deal with it and call you back tomorrow? I said, sure, that's fine. I got a voicemail from her the next day saying, Mr. Cooper, I found the problem in your bill.
You mean she actually followed up and did what she said she would do?
Yeah, that was the first shock.
Well, where did this come from?
That was my thought. So she leaves me a message saying, I found the problem and made this little correction. I also reviewed your bill, and I see you've been a customer for a long time, and so I've given you a courtesy discount of $100.
Wow. Now that's marketing.
That.
That's marketing to customers. We're going to talk about this some more, folks. We're going to figure out how to apply this to your customers right after these messages. 20 after, we'll be right back with our good friend Don Cooper. We're back. We're visiting with our good friend Don Cooper, America's networking guru. Don, give us your website, please.
It is www.doncooper.com.
COOPER. And tell us, what somebody got to your website, what would they find, and how would they engage your services?
Well, they'd find articles, they'd find tips, all kinds of stuff, and new stuff's going up real soon.
Free stuff.
All kinds of, yeah, lots of free stuff. Yeah, I'm a big believer in giving away free stuff. That's a marketing weapon all the time. And then to hire me, companies need to call me. I've got a new phone number.
What would they hire you for? Tell us what you might do for them.
Companies hire me typically to work with their sales forces and give their sales team new tools for going out and getting new customers and establishing better relations with their existing customers.
Mm-hmm. Like what
basically
we're talking about.
Selling more stuff. Yeah, precisely.
Mm-hmm. And give us a phone number.
303-832-4248.
All right. And you got your new book coming out, which you co-authored with our good friend Beverly Williams, is coming out in a couple of months. Give us the title.
Yeah, it should be coming out middle of May. It's called The 30-Second Commute.
Yeah, by
The Ultimate Guide to Starting and Operating a Home-Based Business.
Right. And it's published by?
Published by McGraw-Hill.
McGraw-Hill, yeah.
With a foreword by our friend J. Conrad Levinson, the author of Guerrilla Marketing.
Right, and we're going to get a, we're going to launch it on this show in about 2 months or so. Yeah,
exactly.
Okay, here's my question to you. What Dude. You talked about a minute ago about what AT&T did for you as an example of good taking care of customers, that sounded a lot more like customer maintenance and customer loyalty, customer care, than it did marketing.
Right. That's what people think. But marketing, when you think about it, is everything you do to make sales.
Mm-hmm.
Marketing isn't just customer acquisition. Marketing includes everything that you do to promote your business.
Customer retention, too.
Customer retention is part of marketing. Sales is part of marketing. Networking is part of marketing. The brands you choose to sell, your location, your signs, your customer service policies, your accounting, almost everything is part of marketing because almost everything that you do makes some kind of an impact, either positive or negative, on your prospect or your customer. Everything you do sends some kind of signal that either encourages them to buy and buy again and buy more or to go away.
Mm-hmm.
And that includes the training. That includes the cleanliness of your place. It includes the music that you're playing in the background. Almost everything makes some kind of an impression. And so the question that all small business owners need to ask themselves is, what are we doing to encourage customers to buy, and what are we doing to discourage them?
Mm-hmm.
Why? Because that happens all the time.
Yeah, especially if we get mistreated when we go there. Somebody acts like, what discourages me the most is when I go there to lay my money down and to take away a product or a service, and they act indifferent to the fact that I'm even there.
Yeah, indifference is the number one reason people switch vendors. Number one. Just people felt that the company didn't care.
Yeah.
We want to be appreciated, and not just as a revenue source. We want to feel that a company that we give our money to actually cares about us as a person. And the challenge is too many companies don't care about their customers.
Right. They're so focused. Let me give you an example of what this looks like in the marketplace, folks. Don, see if you agree with me. You're standing there in front of them with the product in your hand. We haven't gotten the money out yet, but I've got something in my hand, or I'm there. I've shown up at your business, and you just said, can I help you? Or the person working has just, you know, approached me about this, or you about this. And then the phone rings. And they go answer the phone and get into this long conversation with somebody that's not there standing in front of them capable of giving them money.
Precisely.
And so they, you know, and here's what I don't understand is why we let the phone take priority over people who are in front of us. I'm not saying you should let it ring off the hook. I'm just saying I'm with another customer. What can you say? I'm with another customer. Can I call you right back?
Again,
What's wrong with that?
It's taking customers for granted.
Because if somebody was waiting on you, and I walked up and said, wait on me right now, and they changed over, they wouldn't think about saying, excuse me, let me take care of this guy because he's louder.
No.
But we do it with the telephone, don't we?
Yeah, because we figured that the customer in the door, we've already got them, so we can ignore them. The one on the phone's not a customer yet, so we have to really work hard to get them in.
You know what I do when they take that call and they disregard me?
Mm-hmm.
I walk out.
I do that a lot, too.
Yeah.
I don't have time to waste with companies that don't care about me.
How much more do we know how, and I've got about 30 seconds, do we know how much more it costs to get a customer than it costs to keep a customer?
The figure it's always used is 5 times more. It costs 5 times as much to get a new customer than it does to sell the exact same amount to an existing customer.
And that's real cost coming out right off your bottom line, isn't it?
Yeah, that's in sales calls, that's in marketing, it's in all the things
time,
that we do to get customers.
Time, opportunity lost, all
exactly.
those things. Advertising, all those things. 5 times, folks, think about that. When next time you're looking for a new customer, your best customers might be right under your nose. Don Cooper, give us your website again.
www.doncooper.com.
Thanks, Don. We'll see you next time. Good job.
Sounds good, Jim. Thanks.
Bye-bye. Don Cooper, ladies and gentlemen, he'll be back. Quick break. I'll be right back with Don Boudreau. We're going to talk about free trade. It's 29 after. The show is brought to you by IBM and Office Depot.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.